In this next exercise, we will make a journey to the island of the power animals. Of course, if you're driving, please wait until you get home and are able to sit back comfortably and take a deep cleansing breath. Close your eyes, take a deep cleansing breath, and another. And imagine yourself at the top of a mountain. And walk to the edge of this mountain to a great cliff and look down at the cliff as it drops thousands of feet below you to a lush rainforest. And beyond the forest, there's a meadow. And beyond the meadow, a beach. And beyond that, the ocean. And look to the horizon and look at the haze and the mist as it begins to part, revealing the outlines of an island, of the island of the power animals. And you realize that this is an invitation from spirit to make a journey to the island of the power animals. But to get there, you must descend the face of this cliff. And if you choose to accept this invitation, make your way to the edge and begin to lower yourself down this great wall, looking for the handholds and the toeholds, beginning to lower yourself down the wall of this cliff, feeling your muscles beginning to strain, searching for every toehold, every foothold, always keeping 3 points of support, 2 feet, 1 hand, 2 hands, 1 foot, lowering yourself down the face of this cliff, gradually, and looking above you, and seeing how you've descended halfway down the face of this cliff, and peeking between your legs and seeing how much of a wall is still below you, and continuing to lower yourself carefully, gently, handhold by handhold, until you reach the base of this cliff, and looking up above you and seeing how you've descended down this 1,000-foot wall, and turning behind you and seeing the boulders that you must scramble over to get to the edge of the rainforest, and make your way to the edge of the forest, careful not to slip. And when you came to the edge of the rainforest, enter the forest, brushing away the ferns and the leaves and the vines, and stepping over the fallen logs, and going into the thick of this rainforest, deeper and deeper, without losing your sense of bearing, allowing yourself to be guided in through this dense forest, until you reach a small clearing, and you step into this clearing, and you look about you, and there's nothing but lush growth, thick, dense jungle around you. And you realize that you are lost. And you step to the center of this clearing, and you close your eyes, and you go within, and you call on spirit to guide you, and you wait until you receive a sign. And when you receive a sign, you open your eyes and you follow it. And you follow this sign, allowing it to give you your bearings and your directions. And you continue to make your way over the fallen logs, brushing away the leaves and the underbrush, making your way through the thick jungle, until the light begins to penetrate the forest again. And you're able to see through the leaves, and you see the meadow before you. And you take your final steps out of the dense jungle and into the soft green meadow, and you feel the soft grass beneath your feet, and you feel relieved. And you look at your arms and your legs, and you see the nicks and the cuts and the scratches. And you continue walking along this meadow until you get to a pool of cool, clear, refreshing water. And next to the pool is a stone, and lying on the stone is a ceremonial outfit, a ceremonial dress that you must wear in order to come to this island. And you take your ordinary clothing off and you step into this pool, and you feel the cool, healing waters repairing your skin, cleansing and washing away any tiredness, any exhaustion from your descent. And you step out of the pool refreshed, cleansed, and you put on your ceremonial garb. And you look ahead of you and you see that you're almost at the edge of the meadow, and that before you there is a beach. And that at the edge of the beach by the ocean is a spirit canoe, and beyond that the waters. And there, in the waters, is the island of the power animals. And you take the last few steps on the meadow, and you step onto the beach, and you feel the warm sand beneath your feet. And you make your way to the spirit canoe, and you look at the wood, the reds, the yellows, the most exquisite hardwoods that you can imagine. And you look above at the horizon, and there before you is the island of the power animals calling to you. The mist have parted. And you push off, pushing the spirit canoe off into the waters, and you step into it, and you take the paddle that is there on the seat, and you begin to paddle. Paddle with all of your strength. And you see the shoreline receding. You see yourself drawing closer and closer to the island of the power animals until you're a few hundred yards from the beach, and you look. And there in the island is a river washing out to the sea. To the left, there's a dense forest. To the right, there's a meadow. And before you is pure white sand. And as you look into the island, you realize that you are being watched. You feel it on your skin, that there are eyes that are peering at you. And you take the last few strokes, and you feel the bow of the canoe run ashore, and you step into the beach, and you pull up the canoe. And you must decide now, which path will you take? Will you follow the river? Will you go to the left, into the forest? Or will you walk straight ahead into the meadow? And whichever path you decide to take, you follow it. You allow spirit to guide you. Follow that path. Continue on that trail, noticing the brush around you, noticing the landscape, noticing the way back for your return. And you follow your own footsteps along this path until you come to a clearing with a circular stone in the center. And you realize that this is the place where you must wait. And you come to the stone and you sit and you go within once again, asking for guidance and calling on your spirit animal, calling on that knowledge and that power that is seeking you right now. Calling on the spirit animal to approach you from behind, from your back. And you sense that there's a presence there, drawing nearer. And you don't move so as not to startle it, focusing only on your breath, breathing deeply, inhaling deeply, exhaling deeply. And you feel this being drawing closer and closer. You feel his eyes on the back of your neck. And you feel it stop a few inches away from you. You feel its breath. You can hear its breath. And very slowly, very gently, so as not to startle it, you turn around and you look into the eyes of your power animal. Look into its eyes and reach out with your hand and feel its fur, its feathers, its scales, its beak, its claws. Look into its eyes and ask it, who are you? What have you come to teach me? What is your medicine? What is your wisdom? What is your strength? And feel your spirit animal speaking to you without words, communicating heart to heart, mind to mind. And ask it, what parts of me must die that you can live within me? How can I be of service to you? What wisdom do you have for me? What teaching do you have for me? Protect me. Guide me in my life. Help me find my way. And touch his face. And invite it to come back with you. Come with me if it's right. Come with me. Come with me. And very softly, very gently, stand up and begin to make your way back down the path, calling on the spirit animal to come with you, to accompany you, if it's right. And now you notice that the mist has begun to enshroud the island once again, that it is returning back to its own world, that you must make your way out before the mist enfolded once again. And make your way back to the beach, swiftly now, calling on the spirit animal to come with you. Calling on it. And when you make your way back to the canoe, push off. Call on the spirit animal to leap onto the canoe with you, to accompany you back from its world into ours. And paddle. Paddle as hard as you can. The seas have risen, the waves are higher now. And look behind you and notice how the mist have enshrouded the island once again, reclaiming the land. And look before you, look at the mainland, and paddle toward it, paddle through the waves. Paddle quickly. And as you draw near the mainland, look how the water becomes clear and translucent, how you can see the bottom once again, calling on your spirit animal to be with you, to accompany you, to be by your side, to never leave you. And feel how the canoe runs aground again, and step out of the canoe and pull it up to the shore, and as you're lifting the canoe, see how it dissolves back into nothingness, calling on your spirit animal to be with you. As you walk down the beach back toward the meadow, calling on your spirit animal. And as you step from the sand into the soft turf of grass, feeling the cool, moist grass beneath your feet, making your way back to that pool where you washed and cleansed, and taking off your ceremonial garments, and placing them again on top of that stone, and entering the pool, and washing away any energies that do not belong in our world, and inviting your spirit animal to enter the waters with you, to play with you, to splash with you. And when you're ready, step out of the pool and retrieve your everyday clothes and put those garments back on, calling on the spirit animal to accompany you, to be by your side, to never leave you, to share with you its wisdom, its instinct, its natural intelligence, its beauty, its grace, to teach you its movements, to bring you its medicine, to welcome you back to yourself. And take a deep breath and exhale. And another deep breath, welcoming your power animal, asking it to remain by your side, to protect your home and your loved ones, to guide you, to give you the strength, the courage, the determination, and open your eyes.